Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to episode number 32 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good seeing too. Last week we did freeze your hole off. It was very controversial about the dry robes and about getting in the sea. And this week we are doing wrinkly hole. It's a slightly longer than usual episode because the interview is fascinating. It's with Mariga Sheedy in Skin Essentials by Mariga. So she explains all the non-invasive, holistic ways to fix up your wrinkly, holy face and the pros and cons of all of that skin stuff. So that'll be coming up slightly later in the episode. But for now, yeah, basically wrinkly holes. Yeah, I've always had a bit of a wrinkly face. I've thin skin. I wasn't even allowed to get a, I think I went for microdermabrasion once and they went, nah, your skin's too thin. And my mother used to always give me, God rest her soul, she used to give me eye cream for every celebration, like this big hint. And I'd need money to pay the rent or something and she'd give me this expensive eye cream to fix the two burnt holes in a blanket. Yeah, I could store things in my wrinkles, but I am not brave enough yet to plump them out. So, you know, maybe down the line. But I'm going to go out and about now and ask a few people their opinions on the way Botox is going and the natural look. And yeah, let's see what they have to say.
Hi, ladies. I'm doing a podcast this week called Wrinkly Hole is my topic this week. And I was wondering, what's your opinion on the whole, you know, microneedling or Botox or facials?
Well, I think staying healthy, good exercise, good food, and being sociable, trying to meet your friends whenever you can, is better than any of the other things.
Thank you so much. And do you have any opinion on it?
Natural beauty, be happy with yourself and enjoy life.
Thank you so much, ladies. You're
a pleasure
to meet you. Hiya, lads. I'm doing a podcast this week, and this week I'm doing wrinkly hole. And I was wondering, have you any anything to say about that?
Yeah, he has a wrinkly hole.
Does he have a wrinkly hole? Well, I don't know if that's the kind of wrinkly hole I'm dealing with this week. I was kind of hoping more for the your opinions on women getting Botox or facials, or now men are getting their wrinkly holes in their faces fixed.
Don't agree with it. Don't like it. More of a natural looking man.
Yeah, right, I hate them big fake looking lips and all. They put you off. They would stick the board to the window and all the lips. Yeah.
Like, have you ever had to kiss someone that you didn't know what to do with the lips? They wouldn't move.
I know what to do. Yeah.
You know what to do with the lips. All right. Now I'm not sure. Maybe I could do another podcast on your wrinkly hole. Is that more the hemorrhoid?
Natural man you've ever seen. Look at me, the most natural man you've ever seen in your life. Of course, I have a wrinkly hole.
Right. I've never had hemorrhoids myself. Do you have them down there too? What's Johnny Giles?
Piles.
Johnny Giles Piles. All right, lads. Thanks for your opinion. What's your opinion on Botox and fillers, or going more natural with a bit of microneedling, or doing nothing?
Personally, yeah, I would get Botox. Whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah, but you're stunning. Like, you what could you fix?
Oh, there's always something.
You're never happy.
Never happy, yeah.
Well, I'm afraid to get it. I look like a hag. Like, I look like a piece of old leather, and I'm afraid to inject. But I do get a little bit of microneedling or heat treatment and stuff like that the odd time.
I think it's different nowadays, though. I don't think it's as bad as what the years ago. Like, you won't be coming out looking like Joan Rivers. Like,
right.
You know, like, it's a lot different now, and you can do it more natural.
And so you would consider it, maybe?
I definitely would, if I felt I needed it. I definitely would.
Maybe down the line when you hit a rock,
hit
something.
The 40 mark, I'm definitely getting it.
Thanks a million, girls. Hiya lads, come here, I'm doing a podcast this week called Wrinkly Hole, and I'd love your opinion on it, on what you have you anything to say about wrinkly holes?
Yeah, well, leave them wrinkly and don't be getting Botox in them, you know. You are who you are. If you're a wrinkly hole, you're a wrinkly hole, you know.
Right.
Any hole's a goal.
And, and do you have anything to say? Do you think people are going crazy with the...
They look like Liza Minnelli upside down.
They do, yeah.
But, you know, be who you are and that's it. Yeah. I'd agree with my friend.
Yeah. And do you have any opinion on all
I
the madness?
Do, yeah. If you're not yourself, you're an imposter.
Love it, lads. What's your opinion on women's faces and men's, actually? Because they're all getting, you know, fixes.
I think each to their own, but I prefer a more natural face, I have to say. I think it's taken a little bit on the extreme side now, and everyone's beginning to really kind of look the same.
Yeah, okay.
That's just me, though.
Yeah, whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, and yourself?
It's getting younger, I think. Everyone, the younger it is, like, more people are getting, like, lip fillers, cheek fillers, everything. So
they're starting too young.
Yeah, they're starting too young, so yeah. I think...
They don't realise they're beautiful.
Yeah, and they don't, like, embrace their natural beauty. So I think definitely...
That's a problem.
That is a problem, yeah.
Okay, 100%. Thanks, girls.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I do think people are starting too young now. I know I'm probably a bit too old for it all, but... Yeah, it's all getting a bit young, and those lads were very funny. I love that. I do think, you know, things help if you drink water, if you have a healthy lifestyle, if you don't worry, if you don't see a lot of sun. But I don't know, sometimes you need a magic fix as well. I mean, the stress, I'd say I developed a couple of wrinkles just getting in here into the coat cupboard today. There was a fella cutting a hedge next door, you know, has to be done, whatever. I've locked a few kids in rooms with treats to get in here. Then the computer wouldn't work. Now it's all fine. It's grand. I'm talking to you. But do you know, life isn't easy. Yeah. But so we're going to get some more theories from Marie Gashidi. She is one of my favourite people on the planet. I've said that before, but I do love this woman in particular. She's very holistic in the way she looks at beauty. So have a little listen to what she has to say. Intriguing.
Marie Gashidi from Skin Essentials by Mariga in Wexford. SkinEssentialsByMariga.com, at Skin Essentials by Mariga on Instagram and everywhere else. Is there anything I'm missing, Mariga?
No, that's kind of a theme there. Skin Essentials by Mariga will find us no matter what sort of a search you do.
This woman is my favourite person when it comes to skin, because I have, you know, you'd find this hard to believe, but I am afraid of invasive treatments. I might do them someday, but for now I love holistic treatments and I love natural treatments and someone who will work with your skin and, you know, basically make you the best version of yourself. So Mariga, tell us what you do.
Well, if it's on your face, I'll take care of it, basically. So we take care of everything through from the most relaxing, gentle facial right through to the heavier hitting skin rejuvenation and lifting, but all in a natural way. So we are non-invasive anti-aging, and I do consider electricity to be natural, so be warned.
Right.
Not all.
So you do a bit of zapping and stuff.
Yes, plenty of zapping. Yeah, love
I've
that.
I've had a treatment here, and to be fair, I've never really asked you what you're doing, because I just love, I'm like, even in the dentist, I just go horizontal and nearly fall asleep. You could literally be electrocuting me and I wouldn't know. But so far, what treatment did you do to me?
So what we did with yourself is the pyramid facelift. So pyramid because it has three elements, microneedling, radio frequency and muscle lifting. And for those of us who are north of 40, those are the three things that we need. So we need to look after collagen, we need to look after muscles, and we need to look after elastin, which is the skin sagging. And I hate using those awful words. And there are awful words associated with the whole anti-aging thing, and I'd love to get around those, because I honestly believe, and I'm going to sound like, you know, one of those do-gooders now, but I honestly believe that everybody is beautiful and we just have to reflect that in your mirror for you, and whatever it takes to do that, that's what we will do.
Well, that's what I love about you, because I was involved in a session once where I was offered, you know, free invasive treatments, and they made me feel rough. They told me I should have come 10 years earlier and all the rest of it. Mm. And you have always made me feel extra special.
You are extra special. No, really though, but that's how we want people to feel. And that's why I like to stay. It's a choice. People can do whatever they like to their own face and body. Yeah. We have full autonomy and I celebrate that. I don't judge anybody for their choices. Okay. But I want to give people a choice. I nearly said give women a choice there, because it is generally women. We're not exclusive. We do certainly have male clients. But I suppose I just understand the wants and needs of women of a certain age best. Yeah. So that's what I gravitate towards.
And you're kind of a leader in this in Ireland. There are certain procedures that you've brought to Ireland and championed them here.
Yes. Now, the pyramid facelift is one of those. We were first in Ireland with that. And it's something that's always been important to me, is to bring the best to our clients. And actually, I'm studying something right now, which I really hope, and lockdown has been good for me with this, to accelerate the studying, which is Japanese facelifting techniques. So I will be the first in Ireland with that, which is always exciting for me and exciting for my clients.
And what does that do? Does that have microneedling? Does it have radio?
None of it. It's entirely natural. It's a combination of holistic techniques, facial reflexology. Reflexology is one of the things that I miss doing. My background is in holistic before it was in scientific skincare. And one of my favorite things to do was reflexology, the reflexology on the feet. One of my favorite things to do and to have. So you can also do that on the face. So it's facial reflexology. So Japanese facelift is a combination of facial reflexology, acupressure, which is like acupuncture without the needles, no holes in the face for that bit, just the acupressure, and face lifting techniques. It is divine. It is lovely. And it is for the people who want to keep naturally looking the freshest that they possibly can. So you probably want the Japanese facelift a long time before you'd want the pyramid facelift.
Okay.
Or you can combine the two. I think what we do is a blend of science and art. You can't separate the physical from the spiritual. And I know I'm going to sound like one of them again, but it really is the truth.
Yeah,
I can help with everything except stress.
I think I remember my mum, when she was alive, she had a tumour, and then we went up to Ark House in Cork and they were giving free reflexology, and they gave me a reflexology session as the carer, but they gave her a session and they said, oh, you'd want to get your neck checked out. There's a lump here by one of your toes. And she said, oh, no, that's where I had a tumour.
Wow.
And they said, no, get it checked out again. There's something. She was like, oh, for God's sake. Like, you know.
Here we go.
Anyway, so whoever was doing reflexology on her foot spotted that there was a regrowth in the area. It was benign at the time. But I was just fascinated. Like, for me, that's, you know, people go airy fairy reflexology, but that's proof that there was something.
And absolutely.
Can you read someone's face?
Face or feet? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And ARC actually do fabulous work. I encourage anybody, if they're thinking, if I can say that, Norma, if they're thinking of doing, a charity donation this Christmas, ARC Dublin, I know, ARC Cork, I don't know how many centres there are, but I know that they do wonderful work, and I really like to support
and
them.
And also, I know when COVID has lifted a bit, but if you are a therapist in any way, go in and offer your services for free, because you can go in as a yoga teacher or as a therapist or a reflexologist, all these different things, and offer an hour a week or 2 hours a week.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. And it's a lovely thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant. And your own mother. Did your own mother have cancer?
She had breast cancer. It's all about 3 years ago now, it seems.
Right.
Not that long ago. She's very well now. She's great. In complete remission. But she availed of our oncology skincare.
This is fascinating. You have a whole range for oncology skincare.
Yes.
How did that come about?
Well, it actually came about when my mother was diagnosed. It's something I was aware of. And it's bigger in the States, and again, there was nobody here doing it, so I was able to study that online. And when my mother got sick, it was kind of the push I needed to bring that to front of mind. And actually, my sister studied, she's a yoga teacher, and she studied oncology yoga and post-surgical yoga at the same time, so it was kind of interesting the way it affected both of us. But the oncology, yes, I was able to study online and gain that qualification, and then match up ingredients to suitability for those who are pre, post, and even during chemo. Not radiation, now that's a different thing.
Okay.
But it's actually been
great.
Because
the skin is very sensitive and very tender.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very dry, very sore.
So your ingredients would have to be very pure.
Yes, all ingredients should be all the time anyway. The time. Yes, so it wasn't a big stretch for us to actually adapt a couple of our products to be.
And I use a lot of your products. They're just fantastic.
Thank you.
And, you know, you always give me a regime to do with time of year or how I'm feeling or how dry my skin is. And that's what I love about you. You don't just send someone packing into the wilderness, you know, and they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You stay on top of them, you remind them, and you give them a regime, isn't it?
That's right. Well, look, people put their faith in me and in us here as a team, and they put in their money. You know, that's not a small part of it either. When you invest in something, you are investing your money, you're also investing your hope and your trust. Yeah. And it's very important that to me that, you know, you're getting value for that in both ways.
Yeah. And how are you finding with everyone wearing masks this year? Are people getting less treatments, or are they getting more when they're allowed avail of it?
When they can. Actually, more. I did wonder about that during the first lockdown, whether people would go, sure, I'm going to be covered up anyway, and I can look like fabulous from the bridge of the nose up, but I don't really care what's going on down in the double chin area. Yeah. So I wasn't sure, but yeah, no, people were actually very much into having the maximum possible treatment when we reopened, so suitable for their skin, of course. Whether that's because they were just fed up of going nowhere, or whether it was because they had saved up some money because they couldn't spend it on anything else. Like, finally, you know, I'm getting this thing that I always wanted. Yeah. But absolutely, the high end, the lifting and the retexturing, texturizing was what was the most.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Popular.
And when you see people like out and about, or you bump into friends or something, can you stop yourself from staring at their faces?
Am I judging them?
Well, I was going to use judging a little bit, but are you going, I think with you, you're not a judgmental person.
I try not to be.
So would you be going, jeez, if only I could get a hold of that little line there, or that little pore there. We could do so much with that. Oh, if I could just massage that old double chin out of the way.
Sometimes, yeah. 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 I don't, I'm one of those people. Did you ever, you know, when you went to a party, a birthday party when you were in school, and my mother's going to love this if she ever hears it. You go to a birthday party when you're in primary school, and when you go home, your mother asks you, what was the house like?
Yeah.
What did they eat?
Yeah.
What kind of curtains did they
have? Yeah.
I never knew, because I never cared. It was never, and I know I was a child, but that has sort of gone through my life with me. I couldn't tell you, if I met you a minute ago, I couldn't tell you what you were wearing, what colour your hair was. I genuinely have no interest, because I have no level of judgment.
I do think you're very much in the moment. So you're in the moment, but then you let it go again. So to do your treatments as well as you do, and to have such a good reputation, seem to be 100% with the person. And I've always found that with you.
I think that's so important, super focused. And especially when you're doing anything like the Japanese facelift or the classic facials where there's a lot of massage, I won't say that you're healing, because that's kind of egotistical, but you are facilitating healing if the person is open to it. If they're not, they're still getting a good skin treatment, and I hope a very relaxing hour. But if it's something that they're open to, an exchange of energy, you're getting so much more than that. And that definitely takes focus But both parties are benefiting from it.
Okay, and just, I do want to ask about, I want to clarify with people about the microneedling. So with the pyramid facelift, yes, you have your facial and your massage, and that's done with the hands and all of that. And then you move up a level to the microneedling. Is that sticking needles in your face with electricity or with just...
Both. So yeah, microneedling sounds scary, and I know that I already said I'm into the natural, but you couldn't be more natural than just poking your skin cells, you know, with a sterile piece of metal.
Acupuncture does it.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's a similar principle. So what you're doing with the acupuncture is you're trying to interrupt or reestablish the flow of energy. And with the microneedles, where we're at a skin cell level, you're trying to boost the energy of the skin cell. Okay. So you're telling it, wake up, you're poking fibroblasts on the head with these needles and you're going, oi, wake up, you have more work to do. Fibroblasts make the collagen and elastin. That's what we're concerned with in aging. So you're tapping your man on the top of the head with the needle, wake up there. You have more
now,
work to
there
do.
Now, there is a little, you are a little, just in case anyone is planning it, you do have a, you can go quite pink for an hour after the microneedling. And I would say for a, you'd be better off not wearing makeup for 24 hours, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. So once we do the microneedling, whether it's on its own or whether it's combined with the radio frequency electric current, as you were saying, that's the pyramid or the volioderm, isn't it absolutely fabulous? We now give you a sterile mask to wear out so you're covered from the bridge of the nose down.
Brilliant.
Bring your sunglasses. We'll even sterilise them for you so that you are popping on a nice sterile pair of sunglasses and nobody's going to look at you. No. It was one of the biggest things people, when scheduling these treatments, people would say, God, how am I going to get back to my car afterwards? Or I have to go to Dunn's and do the shopping. Yeah. And I forget that. I have these treatments too. Yeah. And of course, if I'm having one, it's at the end of the day. I'll then go into Dunn's or Tesco on the way home with a big mad face on me. Yeah. No awareness of it whatsoever. Yeah. I will wonder why people are looking at me. I'd be like...
And the thing is, it's not something to be embarrassed about. Like I know people who've had, say, fillers and Botox, and it might get a bit out of hand or look a bit imbalanced, and they'd need a couple of days to hide away till one eye measures, you know, the bump goes down. But with this, this is just like you've literally done an old peel at home, or you've come out of a sauna.
Yeah, now never do the peel at home. Can we delete that?
Right. No peel
no
at home.
Peels.
Yeah, too dangerous.
Yeah, you do look like you've gotten a little sunburn. Look and feel. That's generally...
And the little dots of the microneedling leave in about 48 hours.
Yeah, not everybody will get those, but the little dots, I like when I get those.
Yeah.
So it's a matrix. So if you think of a square, about an inch square, a little bit less of a handpiece with the little tiny needles. And these needles, by the way, you'd have to look for them. And if your eyesight isn't great... You're not going to see them.
If you're looking at yourself with a bright light up with the sun coming in, you'd spot them. But they're gone in a day.
They're gone. But what they're doing, that's the matrix. And every one of those tiny little dots is where the electric current went through the needle.
Brilliant.
And that's tightening. So if you look at that matrix, that's all going to pull together. I love when I see the dots because
I know we're
getting a good deep treatment on that day.
But I mean, my kids would tell me, they tell me everything. They tell me how I'm, you know, useless, ugly. Oh, I'm not bougie at the moment.
Oh.
Yeah, their friends' mums are all bougie and I'm not bougie. But that's grand. I don't, could be worse. But they didn't see them. Do you know?
And they would be so
critical.
Spare you. Yeah.
And then the other element you said was the radio frequency. What's that then? Is that heat?
That's heat. It feels like heat. It feels like I'm putting something really warm. It's actually very pleasant.
Mm.
And it feels like I'm just rolling this warm metal. But funny enough, and again, it's that lovely, you know, nature and science. We're trying to get the skin to remember what it used to do.
Yeah.
Because we all had lovely skin before we wrecked it, you know, before hormones attacked us.
Yeah.
Well, that's another story. So you actually would feel like I'm rolling this warm metal roller over your skin.
It's lovely.
But it's absolutely cool to the touch. Your skin is getting warm. So it's absorbing the energy that's coming down this specific radio frequency. It's absorbing that. That's agitating all of the molecules in your skin. And it's your skin that's hot.
Yeah.
And again, heat is to stimulate collagen. All about the collagen.
Okay. And just a few tips for people. Sugar and alcohol in moderation, am I right?
To make it easier, anything that's nice, is not good for your skin.
Anything that's nice is not good for you.
Sugar's going to age you. That's my demon, I have to say. Yeah, I never me met too. A jelly sweet I didn't like.
What? No, I'm chocolate.
Oh, no, see, I could live without that. Yeah, that would be most people, though.
You can keep your jellies.
Yeah, no. Oh, jelly beans.
No.
Cola bottles.
So which sugar, alcohol drink is the best, if you were to pick one?
From a skin perspective?
Yeah, would it be so like a vodka soda? Or would like?
Yes, so you're thinking about sugar when you think okay. about alcohol and the skin. So the lowest possible in sugar, which would be your clear. Yeah, probably would be your vodkas, your diet.
Or gin, vodka or gin. Or,
yeah, I don't know much about spirits. I'm not much of a spirit drinker, but definitely. Yeah. And choosing the diet version or the slimline tonic or whatever it is. Yeah. Again, it's all about sugar.
Sugar.
So wine is lethal.
It is
lethal. And you know, wine face is a thing. You know, you can see the puffiness under the eyes.
The wine face.
The little bit, the bloating around the jawline. That's very much a wine face. Which you can't escape us here. We know.
You know. Mm. So but when you finish this Japanese massage, I won't be able to lie to you. I'll be so bold coming in. You'll be able to read the face straight off.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Face and feet tell everything.
Wow.
And the skin is an organ of reflection. So this is something, you know, you would get people that reach out, which I'm delighted. Please always reach out. There is no such thing as a stupid question.
Yeah.
Always reach out. And if I can't help, I say so. But you will get people reaching out that will say, oh my God, I've just woken up and I've aged 20 years in the last. And we did this in with the stress, particularly the first lockdown here. It could be breakouts. It could be what feels like a sudden aging to the skin. It's going to take time to get back.
Yeah.
So we do get people that will reach out and say, what can I buy that is going to solve this problem?
Miracle
and
fix.
It's not like that, right? No, because it's a reflection of something that's been going on internally for a long time.
And the, you know, these lines between the eyebrows, I call them the liver lines for some reason. They can be kind of dark frown lines.
Yes, 11s.
Can they be 11s, you call them?
Yeah, it's interesting that you call them liver lines. I have never heard them called that before, ever.
Maybe
but
I
that
made
is it. No, you didn't. That is, well, maybe you did make it up, but that is the place. If somebody comes to me and they've got a flaking there, particularly, we know that that's the late night glass of wine,
right?
Or sugar.
So the liver is under pressure.
The liver is under pressure at night, specifically. Right. So if that between the eyebrows is your area. As regards skin colour and texture, that's the first thing that we will say. Okay. You've got to stop the nighttime snacking or the nighttime glass of wine.
Which we should all give the body a break for an hour or two before.
Yeah. Let it rest.
Okay.
But the lines there are generally just, that's the shape of how your musculature is made up. You know, some people will have them, some won't. It would be unlikely to develop them if they weren't already there. And you can see that in people from a very young age. And I had lines across my forehead when I was a teenager.
Oh, gotcha.
They haven't got any worse, but they were definitely there when I was 15.
By the way, I'll show you a picture of Mariga. She has a face like a baby's bottom. It is so smooth and perfect and natural. It moves.
It's very flushing now.
You know, and I'm not, someday I might be Botoxed and fillered to the hilt. Right now I'm not, and I'm too nervous to do it.
But and it's not necessary if you move in time.
If you move in time. Or even if you just come to someone like you and.
And it's a personal choice, each to their own. And again, no judgment here.
Yeah.
I would have some clients that would, very, very few, interestingly enough, considering it's such a big thing. But I have very few clients that do actually avail of Botox particularly, or we should say anti-wrinkle injections, because that's actually a brand name.
Okay.
And if they do, that's a personal choice. But I think the people that gravitate more towards here are the people who want the alternative.
Right. Okay. So they wouldn't come to you. And I had someone do my makeup for TV there recently, and they were really, really encouraging me to get my lips filled out and get my forehead fixed and stuff like that.
Oh.
And I just... I'm not ready. I just
for me, it would surprise me in your profession where you need facial expression.
God, that this well, is no, them. Every like most presenters and actors, a lot of them have it. There's not a lot of foreheads.
It's
moving.
It's a cultural thing right now in a lot of circles.
And so that's the problem. Some people are feeling I have to get it because my friends are getting it, the mams at the school are getting it, my relatives are getting it, people in the media are getting it. But if they could, I don't suppose if everyone slowed down a bit, there wouldn't be the pressure on other people.
Yeah,
and the 20-year-olds getting their lips filled when they're beautiful.
Already. I know, you'll never be so beautiful again. Stop.
I know. Anyway.
Like, again, personal choice, but back to what we said earlier, I think everyone is beautiful and you just, if there's something about you that's making you feel not beautiful, let's just tweak it gently and naturally.
Yeah.
And we can make you still look like you. And that's my personal bugbear with the whole anti-wrinkle injection filler thing. It's not for me because I want to look like me. And I fear that everybody is looking the same. And maybe it's just because I'm ancient now. But if I open a magazine, you know, your weekly celebrity gossip magazine, it's a weakness of mine.
Yeah.
So I don't know who they are. They're all the same. And maybe at my age, 25-year-olds all look the same anyway. But I feel like it's this exact same expression and shape of the face. And I know that the way the makeup is done right now makes everybody, because it's kind of a cookie cutter thing. And I love makeup. I wear loads of it all the time, but I have fun with it. But I fear that people are all starting to look the same. And I think it's refreshing now to see a face that has movement and life and radiance. And if I may be, one more thing, it's my rant, you know, this is my hobby horse now. I think, even though anti-wrinkle is a big part of what I do, and I don't want any lines myself, thank you very much, I keep those away as long as possible. I think that a dull skin is more aging than a lined skin. I think when you have radiance and life force, and it's coming through the eyes, but it's coming through the skin, that healthy glow, I think that takes years off faster than any injection to freeze your face possibly could.
Yeah, okay, brilliant.
So anyway,
I love it. Well, Mariga, thank you so much for talking to me and taking the fear away from, because some people would be afraid of radio treatment or
microneedling. I'm still nervous about coming into a facility like this because they don't know what to expect. So a judgment-free zone for certain, because as you've now discovered, I don't notice. I don't care.
Yeah.
I care about what we're doing in the moment. But also, it's not scary. We're not going around here all beautifully made up in starched uniforms. That's not our vibe. We have a laugh with our clients. Now, you're welcome to come in and go fast asleep. At least half of people do that as well. But we like to have a laugh. We like to make it an atmosphere where people are comfortable. They feel at home. Because sometimes you do have to tell me what's really wrong with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people don't like talking about their insecurities. So we want this to be a very judgment-free, open space.
Because it's like, it is therapy as well, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I think we're healing holes in confidence more so than holes in faces here, Norma.
Yeah.
Because, again, going back to it, it's reflection, you know.
And also, it's people are so missing touch. And this is one area where people are allowed to touch your face, massage you, do different things, obviously in a completely clean environment.
Yeah.
But people are craving touch.
And very much so. And it's so important for humans. Touch is a big, big part. It's deep, deep seated in how we are. We need that connection with people.
Yeah.
Our industry were ahead of the game. When it came to, you know, all of the COVID guidelines for the reopening, we were way ahead. The beauty industry was doing all this anyway, so there was very little tweaking. And one concern I had was I going to have to start wearing gloves for a facial? Now, we wear gloves for needling and for all of those things, but for a touch therapy, I thought, oh my God, it's going to take away the point of it. Yes, you'll still get the ingredients in your skin. Yes, it'll still feel nice. But I did worry about that whole energetic connection because you need skin to skin for that. And interestingly, when the guidelines came out before we reopened, it was a case of hands are cleaner than gloves because you're washing and sanitizing them all the time. So it was okay. So that was one fear that was allayed.
Fantastic.
I'm glad to say.
Brilliant. So Wexford, Skin Essentials by Mariga, sending out products anywhere, buy them online, skinessentialsbymariga.com. And whether it is birthday presents, Christmas presents, anything, But again, you can look after someone's skincare from a distance by staying on top of their regime and their plan as well, can't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Mariga.
Thank you, Norma. Lovely to speak to you.
Brilliant. And I loved chatting to Mariga. And I found a little quote. I might have said this on one of my previous podcasts, but this one I really like. It's from Roald Dahl. A person who has good thoughts cannot ever be ugly. You can have a wonky nose and a crooked mouth and a double chin and sticky out teeth. But if you have good thoughts, they will shine out of your face like sunbeams and you will always look lovely. Now, I am hanging on to that for dear life, because I do have a lopsided face. I have a sticky out nose. I could tick most of the boxes here. So, and to be fair, I'm finding it hard to have positive thoughts, but I think that's what we got to do. Stay positive. So if you enjoyed the episode, tell your friends. If you didn't enjoy the episode, shut your hole. And do follow, like, subscribe. What is it? Norma Sheehan Actor on Instagram. Heal Your Hole with Norma Sheehan on Facebook. Yeah, just give us a like or a share or a click or one of those things. Just tell your friends about it if you know anyone that might benefit from some of the information in the podcast. That would be great, or needs a bit of a laugh at my friends down in Dunleary who were giving me advice on their wrinkly holes. Thanking you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.